Our scripture reading for today continues in the fourth chapter of James. This scripture reading comes after this scripture reading about watching our tongues and watching our behavior. And it is a scripture about not being in conflict with one another, but rather enjoying today because we don't know what tomorrow brings. About savoring life, which we are slowly but surely and quickly losing the capacity to do. And it is where I believe the rural church has much to offer in terms of teaching to the rest of the world. Hear these words of scripture. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it. So you commit murder. And you covet something and you cannot obtain it. So you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Adulterers! Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the scripture says God yearns jealously for the spirit that he's made to dwell in us? But he gives all the more grace. Therefore, and says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament, mourn, weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. Whoever speaks evil against another or judges another speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and able to destroy. So who then are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today and tomorrow we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there doing business, making money. You don't even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wishes, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then, who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, commits sin. Well, doesn't everyone just feel yummy right now? All us sinners together sitting in these pews, we do all these terrible things. People in biblical times had the same problems we did. They wanted stuff, they wanted power, they wanted money, they wanted to be in charge, they wanted to be the favored ones, they wanted all the same things. And God, and in Sunday school today, Buzz and a couple of other people were talking about, and we're very, you know, we go in cycles. The world goes in cycles. It's always been this way. And most of us who are over 50, maybe 60, know that that's true. You know, we get too big for our britches, and so we have to get taken down again, and then we rise up again, and when we rise to new heights. I mean, when you think about every time that we rise up to new heights, but instead of then learning from the mistakes of the past, we just commit them again. We get selfish again, we get greedy again, we get, you know, and we start wars again, we don't take care of the earth again, and then we have to be taken down again, and then we have to start up again. And the writer James knew that the people of that time had the same problem. You boast and you're arrogant and you think you just know everything there is about the world. You need to be humble. Because if you really knew what God could do, if you really understood what God could do in blessing you or cursing you, you might act a little differently. You might not, but you might. One of the things I think you would do is you would appreciate today. How many times have you met people, known people, loved people that knew that they were terminally ill? They knew they had, we all have an expiration date, but we don't have it on the end of our feet. It doesn't say a certain date there, so don't go looking for it. But there is a day when we will be done, and we don't think about it, but someone who's terminally ill does. And they want to make sure that they enjoy each and every day in between. They stop taking the days for granted. And they make sure that they savor moments in every day. And the truth is, they're living more faithfully than we are. Us who think we've got years and years and decades and decades. Because they're savoring moments. Now, I know that a lot of you, because I see you, and I see you out and about, and I see you on Facebook, and I see you, pictures of you, and all of that. I know that you do savor moments. Time with family. Since COVID especially, I don't think in all of my years, I have ever seen so many pictures with captions wherever they are, you know, where I'm seeing somebody sent me an email or I just see the picture itself, that is captioned, you know, savoring these moments for the first time being with my grandkids since COVID. First time seeing my family. First time being out of the house, you know, or driving my car or going anywhere, being at church. It felt so good to open those doors that first Sunday and turn on the lights and the speakers and get ready. And it felt, I knew we weren't going to have a whole lot of people. It didn't matter. The point was, we were starting again. It was going to be a good day. Thing is, we need to appreciate. We need to make every day a good day. I know it got very difficult during COVID to make every day a good day. It wasn't so hard at first. It was sort of like, oh, yeah, I can do all those things that I've always wanted to do. You know, organize my house, clean it out early, do all, and I'm not going to have people raise their hands as to how many of them actually got all that stuff done, because I don't want to have to be one that I didn't. I sat like a dummy, you know, sort of catatonic, and wondered, should I be doing something? Should I be doing something? When is this going to be over? Is it going to be over in a week? 2 weeks? How long do I have? I wasn't savoring those days. I was just existing through them. I was just trying to get through that day to get to the next day to get until I could get to the day when they say, open the door and go outside. And then I realized I didn't get all that stuff done I was going to do. Each day is a gift from God. Truly, each day is a gift from God. We do not know how many. I want you all to have many, 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 many days to savor and enjoy. But I urge, the scripture urges, God urges, savor today. Don't worry about tomorrow, next week, next month. You can prepare for it, but savor today. Make sure that you take some time today to make today a good day. So at the end of this year, you can look back and say, I had 365 good days. Because you never know what will happen. We were driving on Highway 70. Touring around apartments. And there was a big backlog of traffic, so we got off the highway. There was a terrible accident. And a mother and two children who were just out shopping on tax-free weekend in St. Louis. They had, you didn't have to pay sales tax. They were just doing their back-to-school shopping. Were rear-ended by a semi-truck. They didn't see today. They didn't see yesterday either. And they won't see tomorrow. Today. It's all you've got. Make it count. Make it God's. Make it a blessing. Almighty God, today, this day is your day. Let us do something absolutely wonderful. Let us see a butterfly or a hummingbird. Let us take a walk. Let us eat cake with our family. Let us enjoy a game together. Let us read a good book. Let us sit on our porches and enjoy the breeze. Let us hold hands with loved ones. Let us watch something that is worthwhile on television. Let us listen to beautiful music. Let us talk to a friend or a family member. Today, let us live your way. Let us walk and talk with you. Amen. Our invitation hymn is one that's used a lot of times for funerals, but the truth is it was not written to be a funeral hymn. It was written to be a daily walk with God. It was written as a reminder that we need to have quiet, lovely, wonderful time with God. So let us stand and sing the first two verses of In the Garden.